Well, blow-ups galore absolutely everywhere. And last night it was Melbourne City 2 up against Melbourne Victory 0. So that means now the final of the FFA Cup, which has been a knockout competition. Sydney FC are through to the final on October 30 at Amy Park.
November 30, TK.
November 30. Sorry, I should say November 30 at Amy Park. Phil Moss joins us on the line. Well, firstly, let's deal with the blow-ups last night. Timmy Cahill believing he was getting hacked to death.
Yeah, it was Spite Night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's what you expect in a FFA Cup semi-final or final. You know, they're sudden death. You've got to get a result on the night. And just to add to the drama and the theatre, it was a Melbourne derby. So no quarter asked, no quarter given. And the history of, you know, 10 days earlier where Melbourne City put Melbourne Victory to the sword. So it was exactly what we expected. Probably the physicality of the game took away from the quality of the game. I think there was a bit more emphasis on the physicality rather than the technical and tactical aspects of the game. But certainly the right team won on the night. I thought Melbourne City edged it, and they seized the big moments and took their chances.
The offside goal that wasn't an offside goal was overturned. That was right.
Oh, wow. Talk about technicalities. I mean, there's a new offside rule that basically states that if the player is far enough away from the goalkeeper
and
he's got time to react and not involved. The argument was, you know, was Timmy Cahill involved? I mean, he did get in the way. He was very close to the ball. Did it shift the dynamic of the goalkeeper, the reaction of the goalkeeper? You know, it's a tough one. I mean, I'm happy for the advantage to be given to the attacking team. We want to see goals. So I'm happy with the decision.
All right. Excuse me for I should know probably, but is this a worldwide rule or just a...
Yeah, FIFA rule.
It's a FIFA rule. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so across the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, it's funny.
It's going to cause some debate with the big games in Europe.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then you've got video referees starting to come in, goal line technology starting to come in. So it's, you know, the game is evolving, definitely, as we speak. But, you know, the aftermath to the game was the fact that FFA came out before the game, basically, and predetermined that the FFA Cup final would be played in Melbourne. Sydney Chairman Scott Barlow is blowing up big time this morning about that. My take on this, is Sydney FC host Melbourne City 9 days later in the A-League in Sydney. So why would you want the Timmy Cahill factor to come? And I know it's the FFA Cup final and there's a massive piece of silverware up for grabs and all of that. And Sydney want to win that and they want to do it in front of their own fans. But the A-League is definitely still bigger. And Tim Cowell's coming to town 9 days later. I think if he came in the FFA Cup final, I think that would dilute the A-League game 9 days later. So I think FFA have got it right. I think Allianz Stadium is too big for an FFA Cup final at this stage of the competition. Maybe a few years down the track, they'd fill it. But Amy Park hosted it last year. They did a great job. It's great for TV viewers as well, which has got to be taken into consideration. So tough decision. You're never going to please both sides. But I think FFA got this one right.
That was a no goal. Like Timmy Cahill standing right in front of the goalkeeper.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I'm only going by the new laws, right? In my day, I would have said no goal because he is, you know, he's...
Well, he's offside, plus he's standing in front of the goalkeeper.
Yeah, that's right. But the new law states we can only go by the new law.
All right.
Mate, with the FFA Cup, there's short turnarounds, isn't there, for A-League? So Friday night, what have we got?
Melbourne City hosting Adelaide. This will be a blockbuster. As we know, Adelaide have lost their last two games in the last minute of the games against Western Sydney and Melbourne Victory last week. So they'll be absolutely desperate. They've lost Enrique for about six to 8 weeks. They've lost Thirio for about 10 weeks. So that's both wingers gone. So they've got to bring in young players like Ryan Kiddo. I think Riley McGree will come in as well. So, you know, they're up against it. Melbourne City, how do they back up from last night? That would have taken a lot out of them emotionally as well as physically, obviously. So, but this is a big game for them at home.
I was just going to say Kenny Lowe.
Our old mate. How's Kenny going?
How's he reacted?
He's taken his medicine.
He
spoke about it yesterday.
Well,
he came
good.
Out. He said, I'll cop the 2 weeks, and I am sorry. I've let some people down. I've let my players down. So good on him for being man enough to come out and say that publicly.
Very funny.
I can tell you what did you think of... Thanks for joining us out here at the
Pleasure,
Sydney Markets
mate.
For Save Our Sons, but It's madness,
mate,
isn't it?
It's a whole new world. I nearly got done by about 15 forklifts on the way in.
Mate, you need to leave your car at the gate and get into forklift, don't you? Incredible. It's the only way you can get around here properly.
Hey, Phil, thanks so much for coming out, mate.
My pleasure, guys.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, so much happening.
Now go and buy yourself some decent fruit.
Oh, mate, if the mangoes are on sale, I'm all over them.
Oh, yeah. Mate, yep.
Con, good. Just here. Con looks after us. Yep. He's been fantastic. Here for years.
Con Raptus, he's fantastic.